सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु स वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
कर्म नैव हि संसिद्धिं कर्म नैव हि संसिद्धिं आस्तिता जनकादयः आस्तिता जनकादयः लोकसंग्रहमेवापि लोकसंग्रहमेवापि संपश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि संपश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि। कर्म नैव हि संसिद्धिं आस्तिता जनकादयः लोकसंग्रहमेवापि संपश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि। यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते। यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते। न मे पार्थास्ति कर्तव्यं न मे पार्थास्ति कर्तव्यं त्रिषु लोकेषु किञ्चन त्रिषु लोकेषु किञ्चन नानवाप्तमवाप्तव्यं नानवाप्तमवाप्तव्यं वर्त एव च कर्मणि वर्त एव च कर्मणि। न मे पार्थास्ति कर्तव्यं त्रिषु लोकेषु किञ्चन नानवाप्तमवाप्तव्यं वर्त एव च कर्मणि। यदि ह्यहं न वर्तेयं यहि ह्यहं न वर्तेयं जातु कर्मण्यतन्द्रितः जातु कर्मण्यतन्द्रितः मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वशः मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वशः। यदि ह्यहं न वर्तेयं जातु कर्मण्यतन्द्रितः मम वर्त्मानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्यापार्थ सर्वशः। उत्सीदेयुरिमे लोकाः उत्सीदेयुरिमे लोकाः न कुर्यां कर्म चेदहं न कुर्यां कर्म चेदहं संकरस्य च कर्ता स्याम संकरस्य च कर्ता स्याम उपहन्यामि मा प्रजाः उपहन्यामि मा प्रजाः। उत्सीदेयुरिमे लोकाः न कुर्यां कर्म चेदहं संकरस्य च कर्ता स्याम उपहन्यामि मा प्रजाः।
In verse number 19 of this chapter 3, Lord Krishna concluded what he was saying from verse number 3 onwards. Arjuna asked, why should I do this, Gora Karma, when you are talking so much about knowledge, when you are praising knowledge? Then he said, you are not that introverted, therefore you need to go into the state of actionlessness or jnanam through action. Then the whole emphasis he has been doing here is, it is not the external action or inaction that matters. It is the inner bhav or attitude of doership that matters. So the emphasis he has been giving here has been doing actions without doership, without just for oneself, doing it for a larger cause. So he explained how the Dharma Chakra is revolving. So he said how everything is doing its bit so that the whole movement is connected beautifully. So he said, you are one of that, it's like you are one piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Understand that all pieces must come together in the proper order to solve the puzzle. So similarly, you are just that part. Having understood that, you play your role. So he who doesn't understand this Dharma Chakra or doesn't want to follow this Dharma Chakra, he says, lives in senses. His whole life is just to be here and grabbing everything as much as possible, enjoy, totally given into sense life. He becomes senseless and destroys his life, he says. And therefore, if you understand how this whole thing is revolving, how your role is also equally important, then if you follow that by being introverted, you do actions that will take you towards the self, not away from the self. Today all our actions are taking us away from the self. And when we live our life with this kind of a lifestyle, wherein we live everything to do only to cater to our body, mind and intellect, then we are destroying ourselves. Whereas when you are focusing towards the Atma and using your body, mind and intellect, you enjoy the life with reference to the body, mind and intellect. Also you get to the self. So therefore in 19 when he concludes, he says, Tasmat, therefore, without attachment to the action, to the fruits, always perform actions which should be done by you as per your role in life, whether you are a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmana, father, mother, whatever might be your role, do that which has to be done by you, keeping this wisdom at the back of your mind. For by performing action without attachment, man reaches supreme. So Arjuna asked, how to, please explain to me what is Shreya for me, what is good for me. What is good for you is to get to the self within, to realize the Atma within, to understand the infinite potential within, to reveal the infinite potential within. That is what is good for us. But there are so many stagnation points in between. The first stagnation point is the material world. Then the next stagnation point is the physical world. The next one is the emotional world. Then the intellectual world. Then the so-called spiritual world. All these are so many obstacles or stagnation points. You need not get attached there. You must go through all of them, but ultimately understand that I have to arrive at the self. But many of us are stagnating at different levels. The grossest is stagnating at the material level. And some of us may cross all those stagnation points and then may come to the level of spirituality and then get stuck there. So he says, without attachment. You should not get attached to the Bhagavad Gita class also. You should not get attached to the Guru also. Bina Guru, bina study, bina tapas, bina sadhana, you can't get there. But by getting attached there, without all these you cannot get there. But by getting stuck there also you won't get there. So Swamiji usually gives this example of a pole vaulter. Pole vaulter uses the pole, he comes with a pole, runs towards the bar. And once he reaches there, he takes the pole to the ground, and then at a particular height, when he reaches, he drops the pole and crosses the bar. So, do your actions without attachment. So we have already discussed the principle of attachment, which is to be detached from the lower. You can only do that by getting attached to the higher. So when you get attached to the higher, you drop detachment to the lower. So we say the focus is not so much in giving up, but the focus is so much in taking up. So you take up the higher things, so the lower things will fall away by themselves. So if you have to function without attachment, through knowledge, you must understand yourself and identify with the self, so that you get your attachments dropped with reference to the lower levels. But if you are not able to conceive that much at the moment, to even understand that you are Atma, etc., what we say from a practical point of view is, set a realistically higher goal, a superior goal. If you are functioning at the level of your self only, just me and myself, then we say, okay, go to the level of your family, then to community, country, etc. So when you work for a larger cause, your attachment is much diluted. And once you achieve that level, once you reach that goal, then you keep on escalating your goal, the highest goal being Atma. So thus, when you function for a larger cause, your actions are devoid of attachment. But even there you can get attached. Therefore you need to always keep the intellect backing your action, so that you don't get attached there and go on escalating your goal and reach the highest. So he says, the way to get to the Supreme Self, which is good for you, is to function in this world without attachment. Then now he gives the example of Janaka and others and says, see, this is how they also reached. So because the question might come, whatever you say may appeal to me theoretically, but is it something that is possible practically? Has anyone done that? If somebody has done that before, if there is a precedent, then it is possible for me to even think that it is possible. Because always it is important to believe that I can do it. So if I have seen somebody getting there, then I also believe, yes, if they can do it, why can't I? So Lord Krishna goes to give few examples. We'll read verse number 20. Karma naiva hi samsiddhim, karma naiva hi samsiddhim, astita janakadayah, astita janakadayah, loka sangrahame vapi, sampashyan kartu marhasi, sampashyan kartu marhasi, karma naiva hi samsiddhim, astita janakadayah, loka sangrahame vapi, sampashyan kartu marhasi. In this verse, he is giving the example of King Janaka and few others, and he says, they all did action as I am talking to you. And the word he uses here is called as loka sangraha. Loka means world, sangraha means betterment for the world, goodness of the world, for a larger cause, welfare of the world. So he says, verily by action alone Janaka and others attained perfection. Verily by action alone means what? Doing action without doership attitude. So verily by action alone King Janaka and others attained perfection. Even with an eye to the welfare of the world also, you should perform action. So many people like Janaka have attained perfection, being in the world, meaning being a grihastha. But many times a lot of people say, it is all very easy for people who live in the ashram, but we are all living in the world. We have children, we have so many other things at home. I have to manage my work also. Is it possible to attain perfection being in the world? So Krishna says, definitely it is possible. If it was not possible, how then these people attained perfection? You remember that story I had spoken about before, about a king losing his peace of mind, doing his daily obligatory duties, And somebody suggested him, go to the Himalayas, and Guru will teach you meditation, and then through meditation you can get there. Then the Guru said, till I teach you meditation and then you perfect it, who's going to rule the kingdom? So he said, make me the king, then you teach from me, you learn from me. Then the sannyasi, the guru, was made the king. Then the guru was supposed to teach him the meditation techniques, but then he said, listen, if I'm going to teach you, my mind is getting bothered now, having been made as the king, how am I going to rule the kingdom? So I want to find out who is the best person to rule this kingdom, who I can appoint on my behalf to rule, then I can teach you. Then he says, the best person is you only. So I appoint you to go and rule the kingdom. Now he cannot say no to the king. So he goes back and rules. The king is going, ex-king is going back and ruling the kingdom on behalf of the new king. Doing everything exactly the same thing like he has been doing before, but no tension, nothing. Suddenly he is peaceful. How? All that he sacrificed was not the actions but the attitude. The ownership, the doership was sacrificed. In the beginning, some people ask, how is it possible? Till the knowledge is not got into you, it is not easy. That's why we keep on saying, reflect on the values, on the subject that we've been studying every day. Along with the other, corroboratory tapasya. Then you would be able to digest the knowledge. To the extent you digest it, to that extent you will be able to function without ego. But in the beginning, even if you feel the ego that I am doing, doesn't matter. Do it for slightly larger cause that you can conceive. Like for example, I have to do so much for my family. As if the family will not run without you. Because we today believe that the world or the family is running because of me. It is not because of me, it is in spite of me. This morning I heard the debate of Mitt Romney and Obama. Live, you know. Little bit I was hearing. So Obama said something about some policy which has caused some rise in the job and all that. So Mitt Romney said, this has happened not because of you, in spite of you. Because of the private players. The oil, not the jobs, the oil and all that increasing. So he said, this is because of the private players. So I was reminded of that now in the context. It is not because of you, it is in spite of you. I'm not saying what Mitt Romney said is right or wrong. I don't know about it. I'm just saying that portion, because of you, is what we think. But it is not because of us. It is through us. Today, if I'm not there, somebody else will take the class. Right? If Arjuna said no and didn't fight even after Lord Krishna gave the Bhagavad Gita, you think the war would have stopped? No. Somebody else would have come. Something would have happened. So in other words, it is foolish thing. So many players have come and gone in the Indian team. The team continues. The matches continues. Right? So nothing comes to a standstill. But it is our foolishness to believe that it is happening because of me. So in the beginning, even if you think, I am working for a larger cause, I am doing it, doesn't matter. It is still diluted compared to doing with the attitude of I am doing just for myself. Today you have the attitude of I am doing, but you are working only for yourself. If you slightly escalate to your family, and you still feel, yes, I am doing it, doesn't matter. See, in other words, the ego always likes to be at the center. Isn't it? Always likes to be at the center. You have to push the ego to the periphery and bring the self to the center. That is the challenge. So we have to make an attempt somewhere. So we say, work for a larger cause. Loka sangraha. Loka means welfare of the world. So you have a talent of singing. Instead of just exhibiting the talent to make money or to gain fame, do it for, sing for the audience. By the way, you will become famous. By the way, you will earn money also. Right? So you identify a larger cause and dedicate your swadharma for it. Whatever talent you have, whatever roles you play, do it for a larger cause. Just the attitude is to be changed, nothing else. Action is the same. You're running a business, continue running the business. Now keeping the welfare of your employees, keeping the welfare of your customers, keeping the welfare of others who are living nearby to your factory. You understand? Which the modern corporate world calls as CSR, corporate social responsibility. Right? So when you keep all these things in mind and do your business, run your business, then it's called as karma yoga. Otherwise it is just karma. Karma will bind you, karma yoga will not bind you. So Lord Krishna says, are you do it for the welfare of the world. You are not going to go and kill your great grandfather and guru for taking some personal revenge. You understand that you are a soldier. Being a soldier for the welfare of the whole universe, go and do your duty. And in that battle, it so happens that few people who died happen to be your relatives. What can you do about it? Can't do anything about it. You understand? So, keeping the welfare of the total. Always, there are two perceptions, right? Me and total. And me is included in the total. But total is not included in the me. This is something that you need to remember very much. For a lot of people say, oh, if I am working for the world, then who will take care of me? When you are working for your company, are you not part of that company? When you work for your family, are you not part of that family? So loka sangraha is not excluding you. It is including you, obviously. So working for the welfare of the world.
Can you give an example?
I just told you, right? You're running a business.
No, can I ask you from my...
Yes, please.
I run restaurants.
Okay.
So it's a very difficult thing, the way you're saying that, the only thing from this I could think is, you know, you make sure that if you work for, like you're saying, sing for the audience, you make sure that your food is as good for
yes.
the guests.
But take care of your employees, take care of your customers.
No, you are responsible, because anything goes wrong, you have to take responsibility for that, for anything, any work, not only yes. restaurant, but any work.
Yes.
So the ownership is there. How can you drop the ownership or doership then?
No. You see, first of all, factually, you own the business.
Mm.
In the terrestrial sense, in the worldly sense, the business is owned by you, whatever restaurant or whatever you're talking about. We are not talking about that on paper. We are talking about the attitude. The attitudinal change can only come from knowledge. Now, when you say, I own the business, can you run the business without the help of your employees?
No, I can't.
The chef is very important. Right? I've heard from few people that the chef leaves. Then few customers are also left. Right? So, who is running the business? You are the chef. So if you start asking few fundamental questions, right? And can you run the business without the money you get from the customers? Huh? Can you get the money from the customers if the employees don't do their service with cheer and smile on their face? So, if you look at it that way, other than pumping in that little money that you have pumped in to start the business, which also probably you have taken loan from the banks. And banks could not have given you money if they had not taken it from the customers. Right? and the customers wouldn't have given it to them if they did not have trust, etc., etc. We can go on. So when you ask certain fundamental questions like that, then you say, okay, I have taken money from the banks. So my reason to say that I own this business is I have invested the money. But if I say I have invested the money has come from the bank, which has come from so many people. Are you with me? And then so many other things that I said just now, when you take all those things into consideration, then you understand actually we all collectively own it. But as a person who's the CEO or whatever of that business, I have certain responsibilities. Right? So I do those responsibilities, I execute those responsibilities minus the sense of indispensability. We are not saying you don't have any responsibility. We are saying, having asked these fundamental questions, you develop this attitude. What attitude? Responsibility minus the sense of indispensability. There are people who are irresponsible but have the sense of indispensability. There are people who are responsible and have the sense of indispensability. The first one which I said is irresponsibility minus sense of indispensability. Sorry, plus sense of indispensability. I repeat it. Irresponsibility plus sense of indispensability is equal to tamas.
Irresponsibility plus
sense of indispensability is equal to tamas. Responsibility plus sense of indispensability is equal to rajas. Responsibility minus sense of indispensability is equal to sattva. So this all Krishna is saying. So how do you understand this? How do you gain this knowledge? By asking certain fundamental questions like we just discussed. So the moment you pause, ponder, inquire, you will be able to understand these things clearly with the help of the scripture. The scriptures are only trying to help you to ask the right questions in life.
So we should be like the rajas part.
Exactly. No, you should. You should definitely not be in the tamas part. But from rajas part, you should keep on striving to come to the sattva part.
The sattva part is responsibility minus the sense of
indispensability. I have taken loan to run this business from this bank. The bank owes money to the customers. They can only give back the customers if people like me pay back the loan. And I can't do it without these employees and customers. So instead of just thinking of myself, my profit, my this thing, I do these things, then definitely there is going to be spillover, which is my profit, which is the earnings that I have taken for my work. You understand? So here you are not just focusing yourself at the center and everybody else around you. Now here you have also become at the, you have come at the periphery. Now business is at the center. Catering to the customers. Giving is the center, not taking. Are you with me? That's all. Just changing that. Not that you don't go to work. Not that you don't go and sit on your seat and make others sit there. No. You be there. Understand? Don't take any superiority complex because you are the CEO. Right? It is impossible for anyone to live without the cooperation from the others. We need cooperation from the plant also. We are very much dependent on the existence of the plant. We have discussed this before. The whole universe is interdependent. When this being the case, occupying this place is no big deal. To understand it better, read that poem, Mountain and the Squirrel. Mountain and the squirrel had a quarrel. And the mountain said, I am big because you are so small. What are you, man? Nothing. The squirrel says, it is not a disgrace to occupy my place. Everything has to be taken into consideration. Talents differ. all is well and wisely put. If I can't carry furrows on my back, neither can you crack a nut. So to go and sit on the seat of CEO and then think that you are something superior, supreme, that feeling is what we are saying is wrong. So you please go and sit there. Don't think that you are superior. Don't think the others are inferior because they are working under you. Each one supplements and complements each other. That's it. And if you have to take some tough decisions, take it. Not thinking, how can I remove this person? What will happen to him? As if you are responsible for running this world. See, when you are a CEO, giving pink slip is part of the job. But the pink slip giving should not be influenced by your personal aspects. That's about it. If in the interest of the company, if somebody needs to be given a warning, excuse me, you are functioning egoistically or not doing what you are supposed to be doing, you are very irresponsible, give him sufficient warning and ask him, do you require any help from us? Why is it you are doing like this? Is there anything wrong with your family? Are you feeling let down there? You take that fellow into confidence and say, excuse me, why are you coming late every day? What is the reason? Whatever it is. Right? And then having given him all that, and still if he doesn't buck up, then you say, okay, fine. Because why do you say that? Oh, some people come and ask me, sir, giving pink slip is the worst thing, nightmare. It is. Because if you see, there is this, as if I am responsible for him to be thrown out. His actions are responsible for him to be thrown out. You happen to be the instrument through which the law functions. And that you must be very clear. You must have done your exercises before. You must have, taken him into confidence and told him, excuse me, this is what it is. What are you going to do? Company is saying, in the interest of the company, we need to ask you these questions. There's nothing personal here. Right? So, after all that, if a fellow doesn't, then what can you do? And if that fellow happens to be you yourself, the story remains the same. Are you with me? So therefore, you are always looking at the total. So locus sangraha simply means, look at it from that total picture. And in that total picture, what is your role? See, in sports also, even recently there was this big thing in India. Media kind of, makes it like this. Maybe for whatever reasons it is. Like, is Seva going to play or not? Tough decisions. Harbhajan Singh is going to play or not? Is Mahendra Singh Dhoni going to bring in Harbhajan Singh, who is an experienced person, or Ashwin? You understand? See, these are tough decisions. I think ideally a captain, I'm sure they would have told him, I think he shouldn't be watching these programs or reading the newspapers, because they can, if he's not capable, then they can put in that pressure in him, It can influence his mind. But then that is where the captain should be really made of sterner stuff. If he is made of sterner stuff, he'll say, okay, in the interest of the total. Sometimes he might not be informed. So if he is a real, real good captain, he should say, listen, I'm not in the form. So I think I'll sit out. You understand? So anyway, there are so many reasons like that. So always taking the interest of the total is what is called as loka sangraha. So this is, me doesn't include total, but total includes. So it says, people like Janaka and all these people did not renounce. They did not go from Grahastha Ashrama and take up sannyas. They continued in the Grahastha Ashrama. So don't even think that it is not possible to achieve that from being where you are. It is definitely possible. It is just by making few inner adjustments. If you ask me, Is it going to be easy? May not be. But is it impossible? Not at all. It is definitely possible. How? Is it by just attending the weekly Gita class? No. Along with that, every day you must do your tapas. You must do your efforts of studying, reflecting, asking the right questions, doing this exercise early hours of the day when your intellect is much sharper compared to the rest of the day. So, the other tapasyas, yoga, pranayama, bhakti yoga, karma yoga, all that when you mix it up according to your proportion, slowly, slowly you will be able to grasp these things in life. So that's why I said in the beginning, even if you think, I am running my business, you are not, basically. Strictly speaking, you are exactly like somebody else is a part of the business, you are also part of the business. Supposing it's a family business, before you, your father and I was running it maybe. Now he's gone. What has happened to the business? Tata has celebrated 100 years. This is me. So many people have come and gone. So therefore, if you understand all this, if you just step back and ask certain fundamental questions and observe those facts that the question is present in front of you, it's not very difficult to develop this attitude. So, even with an eye to the welfare of the world, you should perform action. Here is Krishna telling Arjuna, you cannot stop acting. You cannot stop acting. And we are so scared of getting our children into Bhagavad Gita and all that because we think that they would give up they will not have that go-getter zeal. This is a wrong understanding of Vedanta. This is the wrong understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. Like Shakespeare says, don't call a dog mad and kill it. You assume something and then you say, no, this is for after retirement. Who said that? All that, see, this is easy. People always take the easy route. Which is the easy route? Being irresponsible. The difficult route is?
Irresponsible.
Removing the sense of indispensability.
Removing?
Sense of indispensability and maintaining the responsibility. So, what do I do? Stop action. But this is not what the Gita is saying. You cannot stop acting. There is no Sunday for a tiger. Tiger, does the tiger say, today is Sunday, so let me not go for hunting? Firstly, there is no Sunday for sun. Isn't it? So the point is, the subtle difference is there between rajas and sattva. Tamastho definitely has to be eliminated. The difference between rajas and sattva is only in the inner changes. Outside kukushne. So karma yoga is doing action for the welfare of the total, keeping yourself as a part and doing your bit. That's all. I am coming and conducting these classes every week. This is, in this class also, I am only playing my part. I could not be talking here if my guru did not teach me. There are so many people who worked in the ashram, who still work, and some of them have retired, but they have been cooking regularly for us. If they did not keep the food ready for us in the ashram, we couldn't have focused and studied there. You understand? So the role which I am playing now, there is a part that these people have played also. So there are so many people are behind every action. And to assume and say that it is all done by me alone is what we call as ego. And that can only happen out of ignorance. Out of foolishness. If I am aware of all these things, Even here when we conduct the class, the servants make sure that water is there, this is there, that is there, chairs are properly put, air condition is on. And so many factors go together in every action. But out of ignorance, we keep ourselves at the center and assume the zero. So that is where this knowledge plays a vital role. So we keep saying Vedanta will help you in reducing stress and eliminating stress. How? You only develop stress by ignorance. By gaining knowledge, not stopping your actions, but by gaining knowledge, continuing the same action, you will not have stress anymore. Because what has happened is, instead of lust, now it is love that is mixing with work. When ego is at the background, what is mixing with action? Lust is mixing. How much I can get, what I can extract. The people who are employed by me, the customers, the bank, everybody is what? In the case of lust, they are all your bakras, goats. You understand? Ah, very good, very good. I am making money. You understand? Here, the attitude is different when love mixes with work. And love mixes with work because of this knowledge. When love mixes with work, then what happens is, they are not your bakras anymore, they are not your goats anymore. They are all your
friends, part of you.
See,
totality.
Few classes before I discuss this point, when you have lust, even beings are reduced to objects, things. When you have love, even things are promoted to the status of beings. In the first chapter, we saw Sanjaya spoke about the names of the conscious used by Krishna, Arjuna and all that. Even the conscious had names. Your house has names. Because you love, it's the object. It's not an object anymore. It's love. It's your love. So you give a name. Your pet also you give a name. So when you love, it becomes being. It becomes alive for you. When it is lust, even a being is reduced to a thing which has no life. Then you say, oh, this person is my object, is my candy, is my doll. It's just for me to enjoy, to extract. Are you with me? So when you have love mixing with your work, which is developed due to this knowledge that we discussed, then you look at them as beings, as your own being, then the atmosphere is completely different. In such an atmosphere, there is vibrant action which is felt by everybody, which brings in productivity, as discussed in verse 14 and 15. Dharma Chakra. Your work becomes a beautiful yajna. So when knowledge mixes with work, it brings about love, which finally ends up as service. So we say the three elements of right living. The three elements of right living are knowledge, love and service. So in Loka Sangraha, there is knowledge, love and service. What is Loka Sangraha action? I am explaining that to you. It is knowledge, love and service. What is the opposite of it? Ignorance, lust and action. Ignorance, lust and action is equal to karma. Knowledge, love and service is equal to karma yoga. Ignorance, lust and action is equal to karma, or the opposite of loka sangraha, just my welfare. Karma yoga is knowledge plus love plus service. So whosoever has this knowledge, whosoever has asked these fundamental questions and developed love, all his actions are converted into service. So you go to serve, you don't go with expectations of taking something, you just go to give. So then immediately your business is converted into yajna activity. Now verse number 21, which is a very very important verse.
यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः सयत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते यद्यदाचरति श्रेष्ठः तत्तदेवेतरोजनः सयत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनुवर्तते.
Whatsoever the superior person does, that alone other people do. Yadyat acharati shreshtaha, shreshta purusha, superior person, leader, the head of the family. Whatsoever the superior person does, tat tat eva itarajanaha, means that alone others do, the followers. Whatever standard he sets, that the world follows. Sa yat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. Loka tat anuvartate. Means what? Whatever standard the superior person sets, that alone the followers will follow. So Shreshta Purusha means a father or mother or a leader or CEO, king, guru, head of the family, etc. Now there are three sources of knowledge. First one is Shruti, Vedas. Second one is Smriti, secondary literature, meaning what is remembered. Then the third one is live models, which is the best source of gaining knowledge. That is why a guru is somebody who is both educated in Shruti and Smriti and also is a life model. So in the ancient times, when children were sent to the Gurukula, the teacher was not only educated in the scriptures, but he was also living the scriptures. In fact, they learned more from the Guru's life than his teachings. You understand? So that's why they say being with a guru and learning cannot be replaced from by just scripture. You understand? Otherwise what we can do is, like nowadays you have these facilities, no? This, what do you call them? The Skype and all that. We can even have this class through Skype. In fact, some people have told me, amen, you just do it through Skype, we listen from here. And we are doing it for Swamiji's Yajna also. Swamiji's public lectures, this live streaming is going on as he's talking. So people from America, anywhere in the world can listen. It is definitely good, but nothing can replace being with the Guru and learning. You understand? It has its own. So it is not just audio, it is video, the life of a guru. So he is saying video is more powerful than the audio. And see, in other words, the message here is a leader should lead the way and not show the way. A leader should lead the way, not point the way. Recently one ship was sinking, met with an accident, just sinking, and then the captain was the first fellow to escape the ships. I read it a few months ago. But when you saw that movie Titanic, yes, in the beginning the captain says this ship will never sink. The very first voyage it sank. But when the ship drowned completely, he tried to help people to escape and finally he dies. And that's how a captain should be. Living by example. Leading by example. Leading by example. So, he says, whatsoever the superior person does, that alone other people will do. Walk the talk. If you want your employees to come on time, you better be on time. You will go late and then give all sorts of excuses, but you expect your employees to come on time, nothing will happen. Children are watching your actions, not your words. Public is watching your actions, not your promises. During elections, so many promises are made, right? But public is watching you. How are you performing? If your performance is not in line with your promise, then say thank you very much. Then they say thank you very much and bring somebody else. So the verse here is saying, watch your actions. How you live, what you do. Why is he saying here? Because Arjuna, you are also a leader, man. People look up to you. So if you are going to run away selfishly, just thinking about yourself, what about others? They will also run away, which is not good. There are so many people running businesses. Try to make quick money and then they will settle down and then shut the business. So many people have gone without work. Haven't you had such examples like that? I don't want to take names, but you know, that is one way of running business. So here Krishna is saying, why are you all the time looking at just from your point of view, man? You are a leader. If you pull up, then so many people will do that. Then you will be responsible for wrong actions of so many people. Because understand the psychology. People follow your actions. That is why even in the country like America, they are very particular about the character of the leader. Isn't it? It's very, very important. Because what example are you setting? When you decide to come up to that level, then you make sure that your character is also chiseled properly. So, yadyat acharati shreshtaha tattat eva itarachanaha. Because human mind is herd, you know, is like sheep. Herd instinct. What is that? Bait chal. Bait chal, right? Chal, right? Bait
chal.
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 Bait chal. So he's saying, use this to your advantage. you being the leader, if you give yourself into selfishness and take wrong steps, then remember everybody will take wrong steps. Then you have set a wrong precedent. Precedence is very important. Once somebody sets a wrong precedence, everybody uses that as an excuse and then do it. Is there any reason in saying, oh, he did it, I did it? You've got an intellect, why don't you think and do it? No. The marks will always go by the actions of the leader, just mechanically. In Turkey, one sheep fell off the cliff. All the other sheep, 1,500 sheep, took a leap. And they also fell. This is called as becha. And this is what we do. Simply mechanically follow, right?
Herd mentality.
So he's saying, understand the psychology. The followers seem to have the herd mentality. So now use it for your advantage. Your advantage means what? Advantage of everybody. By setting yourself as an example. And that's what a leader is supposed to do. Not simply thinking, okay, I am the boss, I can go whenever I want. No. And then on top of it, you expect your employees to follow certain discipline. Then that will not work. In the ashram, we have what is called as campus cleanup every now and then. Minimum, I think, two days in a week. Twice a week we have campus cleanup. See, about 2 hours or 3 hours we do that. All the students, senior, junior, everybody, and then even the guests, is given some work or the other. They do that work. Gardening, cleaning up the garden, or, you know, the road, or whatever. Inside the hostel, toilets, everything. And Swamiji also comes, even now. And we tell him, Swamiji, please, you know, go back. He says, no. See, you must remember this verse there. In the sense, if Swamiji relaxes, Swamiji relaxes, then senior students are relaxing, everybody. Then I will also relax. Slowly it will come down, the compromise will happen. So in fact, there are so many art of parenting lectures going on in the world. But really speaking, in art of parenting, there is not much to be spoken about children. There is only lots to be spoken about parents. Like you are teaching your children, don't speak lies. As you are teaching your children, don't speak lies, you are getting a phone call from the banker. I would like to speak to so and so. The child has lifted the receiver, let us say. And from there you are telling your child, say I am not there, say I am not there. But what are you teaching?
Lies.
Don't speak lies. But what you are actually teaching?
Speak lies.
It's okay to speak lies. By your own example. Children learn from the culture you set. So it is very, very important that in the organization, the culture of the organization. Somebody asked me, you know, they invited me for lunch and something like that. Then they have a bar and they were also serving a few alcoholic beverages to the others who had come. They had some function also. So it's part of their, you know, they're doing. So they said, oh, I hope you don't mind. And absolutely not. But the question is, do you just have a bar at home or do you also have library at home? What is the culture that you set at home? Going to bed early, getting up very late. What sort of a culture do you set? You understand? Because culture teaches a lot more than the books, than your words. But we don't give that much importance to that. we think by just instructions things can change. No. So if you are a leader, the fundamental quality of a leader is what? Setting himself as an example. You must be the live demonstration of those values. If you, you know, if you go to many companies, corporates, they have vision, mission, values, and so many things are beautifully printed and stuck everywhere, very nicely put. But they are all there on the walls. You understand? That will not work. You can keep them as your reminder or whatever, but you should be the live demonstration of those values. If you are the live demonstration of those values, then you will see that value system prevailing in your organization. And the value system will create a certain character of the organization. Character is made of values. And the character of the organization will bring about the vibrant setup there. That vibration itself will bring the productivity. And productivity will bring the prosperity. So if you go to the fundamentals of it, is what? The values. And who is responsible for it? You, the leader. Because Arjuna was about to set a wrong precedent. Therefore Lord Krishna is saying this. So there is a deep message for every leader here. So if you are not a leader at work, you are a leader at home. Somewhere you play the role of a leader. So therefore the emphasis here is not in studying, not in talking, it is in
doing. Setting an example.
What Sarapha? An example you set. Like we discussed, tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. So the most important thing is in any situation you should be able to give yourself as the example. You go to somebody's wedding and you are wishing the couple, may you live like those couple. Why are you not able to give yourself as an example? I wish that I was able to live like them, but I couldn't. That means what? You failed. So before you lecture somebody, lecture to yourself, say Swami Ramtita. Wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. I read a story. I'm trying to recollect that story. Somebody was getting, he was known for his short-temperedness. So somebody said, to control your anger, go and, you know, discuss it with your that guru, you know. Your family has a guru, so go and discuss with them. So he went and discussed with the guru. What should I do not to get angry? Guru said, come after 10 days. I'll answer you. Okay. So he said, okay. And after 10 days he went and asked. And he told him whatever he had to say. He said, then why did you ask me to wait for these 10 days? Because I was practicing not to get angry these 10 days. Otherwise I am not eligible to talk to you about it. Yad yad acharati shreshtaha tat tat eva itarajana sayat pramanam kurute. What is the pramana that you are setting? You are bringing up your children. They are looking at you. They are telling them, study, and you are watching TV. Supposing you are doing that, then you become the pramana for them. In front of the children, if husband and wife is arguing, then you become the pramana. The
culture of a family, culture of a business is very, very, very important, because that is the pramana. Lot of people talk about employee, retaining the best employees is becoming very difficult. Believe me, there are so many things that motivate people. If a person is very, very weak, he is a weakling, then he gets motivated by salary increase, and if somebody offers him little more, he'll push off. But the real worker, he will only push off if the culture is there. So if you are not able to retain the good employee, which means you have done something wrong with the culture of the organization. Otherwise it's not possible. Isn't it? The people who are motivated by themselves from inside, for them this is very important. So you have to really, if you want to develop your business, you have to make sure the culture, and you live it practically every day. And by seeing yourself, everybody gets inspired. That's what you're supposed to do. So these are very, very important verses. Yadyat acharati shreshtaha. So Arjuna, ask yourself this question. Do you think you're behaving like that? I gave you the example of Janaka. Now you ask yourself, are you a good example for others to follow?
In the early morning question you asked.
Exactly. Are you a good example? How can I make myself a good example to my children? To my employees? To anybody for that matter? How can I make myself a good example? You go, do your work. In fact, then only you put yourself in the commanding position. When you don't do, you can't put yourself in the commanding position. If the team is struggling, you jump in and then you do it and show it to them. Then they will all look up to you. If you are only talking and giving ideas from behind, but when a situation demands, you are not able to get inside and do it yourself, how can you command respect from your team? Are you with me? So in other words, you cannot tell them what you yourself cannot do. It's as simple as that. And if you are capable of doing it and you have told them, and many times they struggle, you go in and then do it, everybody will look up to you. That is why they say in sports also, the performance of the captain is very, very important. The times when a captain has scored a century, then when he gives a pep talk, it has a difference compared to a captain having very bad form. He's been playing very badly for so many matches. He himself doesn't have the courage to say something. So therefore, always focus on your performance. See, the Gita is focusing on the performance. Performance delivered by the performer without sense of indispensability. That is the secret of excellence. Performance delivered by the performer minus the sense of indispensability, done in the spirit of yajna, is the secret of excellence. So Vedanta never takes its focus away from performance. It only says, make sure inside you make those adjustments. That inner education is very important. The skills, the intelligence that you gain from schools are also equally important. We are not saying no. But if it is not mixed up with the right attitude, with the inner development, which is not in the safe hands of right values, then one can get destroyed. Isn't it? Like we in the world also, they are worried if in some countries there is nuclear capabilities are there, But in the same country, there are terrorism and all that. Then they are worried, right? If somebody comes to power by, coup, then the entire world is worried. Arre, what kind of a person is he? He might be law unto himself. Then he could use those weapons wrongly. You understand? Those nuclear capabilities for wrong reasons. So therefore the entire universe, entire world is thinking and discussing how to tackle the situation. Because it has gone into the wrong hands. So all the skills and all that you have gained from your schools and universities are to be preserved in the refrigerator of values. If you can't do it, you can't live up those values, you yourself run away. Demonstrate those skills with ego. They say, okay, he is capable of doing it, but his attitude puts us off. You are not able to bring the team together. Why? Because you have a peculiar attitude. You may be extremely skillful. So therefore, this is also very, very important. There are people who are very good players, but they are not able to bring the team together. So that is why we say culture percolates, trickles down from the top. So if you are at the top, question your culture. Cultivate those things that are necessary, because you are being constantly watched. And what you do influences the rest. This is the herd instinct a lot of us have. In corporates and companies, you see this very often, isn't it? See, the brigadier, the commander, runs away. What kind of courage the soldiers will have? So this is the situation here. Arjuna was about to run away, and he was having his own reasons. Now everybody has their own justifications. So here Lord Krishna is giving him a totally different picture here. Arjuna, you are a leader. It is also boasting his ego. Factually also it's true that people look up to him. Even though in the war situation here in Mahabharata, Arjuna was not the commander-in-chief of the Pandava army. Drishtadyumna was the commander-in-chief. It's like Mahendra Singh Dhoni being the captain and Tendulkar playing in the team. You understand? So it's very important. You are a very important person where people look up to you. So it also kind of flatters Arjuna. You can take it up that way also, as a psychological prop. But the deeper message that he is trying to give here is, you are a leader, you are being constantly watched, therefore watch your actions. Before you say something, before you do something, think 100 times. Don't do actions without proper knowledge, without proper thinking. Because likes and dislikes tries to influence your actions, then you will give some justifications and you will do it your way. But then later on you will see that everybody has done it. By the time the damage is already done, and it might become very difficult to retrieve back. Therefore, the higher the position, the greater the clarity must be. Isn't it? Otherwise you will do everything according to your wishes, whims and fancy. Then you will see everybody doing the same way. And you say, my God, what have I done? So try to memorize this verse so that it should run inside as a background shruti. Yatyat acharati shreshtaha. Whatsoever the leader does. Chara means walk. Achara means doing, walking. Whatever the leader does.
yajyat acharati shreshtaha. Tat tat eva itara janaha means the rest of the people. Sa yat pramanam kurute, what standard he sets. Lokaha means world. Tat anuvartate, that they follow. Easy to remember. Split the verse into four halves. Top two, bottom two. Then understand it. See the translation, read it. It's not very difficult.
Om Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.